안녕하십니까?
Hello, everyone.
하루하루 짙어지면서 여러분 얼굴이 또 익어지고 여러분 얼굴이 또 펴진 것 같습니다.
And each day passes, I'm growing more familiar with your faces, and your faces look much more full and bright.
행복한 시간들 가지고 있습니까?
Are you having a happy time here?
제가 여러분들 나이 때
When I was your age,
한국도 가난했지만
Korea was poor,
저도 많이 가난했습니다.
But also I was very poor.
돈이 없었지만
I didn't have money,
가난했지만
even though I was poor,
예수만 알고 난 뒤에
but after I got to know Jesus,
돈이 줄 수 없는 평안 기쁨을 많이 가졌습니다.
I was able to have a lot of peace and joy that money could not give.
그리고 이제 제가 나이가 늙어서 보면
and as I'm old in age now and I look back,
젊음이 얼마나 아름답다고 하는 사실을 알 수 있습니다.
I get to know how beautiful the youth is.
제가 1971년도에 결혼을 했는데
I got married in 1971.
결혼할 수 있는 뭐 조건은
and the condition to get married
신랑 신부밖에 없었습니다.
is only the bride and groom, that's it.
아무것도 없는 상태에서 시작을 했어요.
No, we started with nothing at all.
지내놓고 보면
but as I look back
지금 그때가 너무 행복했다는 생각들이 많이 들어요.
I feel in my heart back then I was so happy.
여러분들이 여러분 삶 속에서
and may you in your life
대부분 학생들이니까 돈을 잘 벌질 못할 거고
the most of your students so you're not making money
돈을 좀 벌어도 그냥 몇 푼 벌었지 뭐 조나 억으로 벌긴 힘든 나인데
you know, maybe you have made money but not millions or billions of dollars.
돈이었다고 해서 불행한 것만 아니고
but it does not mean you're miserable because you don't have money.
형편이 어렵다고 해서 정말 어려운 건 아닙니다.
And you're not in difficulty just because the circumstances are difficult.
그냥 인생 자체는 장애물 경기다.
And so life itself is an obstacle course.
장애물 경기에는 장애물이 없으면 경기가 재미가 없어요.
In the obstacle course, without the obstacles, the course is no fun.
높이 뛰어야 할 일도 있고,
you have to sometimes jump
넘어야
high,
할 일도 있고,
things you have to go over.
그게 장애물 경기. 경기입니다.
And that is the obstacle course.
근데 지금 생각해 보면은
and when I think about it now,
그때 얼마나 행복했는지를 알 수가 있어요.
I can see how back then how happy I was back
then. 여러분들도 돈 없어도 행복한 방법.
And you also how to be happy without money.
음식 좀 좋은 음식 못 먹어도 즐거운 방법.
And how to be joyful even though you're not eating the best food.
그게 참 좋습니다.
And that's what's really good.
혹시 뭐 여러분 봤으면 여기 뒤에 백화점들이 많은데
I don't know if you've seen them. There's a lot of shopping malls around here.
어제 해외에서 온 언론사 직원들하고 함께
Yesterday with the workers from the media
백화점 그 가서 이제 백화점에서 저 뭐야 냉면을 사 먹었어요.
And I went to the shopping mall and ate some 냉면.
너무 맛있더라고요.
It was so good.
많이 안 내도 됩니다.
And you don't have to pay that much.
만 원만 내면 되니까.
And it's only about $10.
내가 다 사주지 못하지만.
I can't buy for everyone.
그냥 냉면 먹는 포기만 해도 즐거울 때가 있습니다.
And I just watch people eat the 냉면 sometimes it makes me happy.
여러분들이 인생을 살면서
as you live life
남들을 보고 아 나도 저렇게 살았으면 좋겠다.
You look at others and think, "Oh, I wish I could live like that too."
그러지 말고
Don't say that.
나도 이렇게 살고 있다.
I am living like that too.
살지 않은 사람 아무도 없죠.
There's nobody who is not living.
그렇죠.
Right?
숨 쉬고 있고
Oh, you are breathing.
힘이 있고 걸어 다닐 수 있고
And you have strength. You can
계단
walk.
오를 수 있고
You can go up and down the stairs.
더 이제 더 좋은 걸 할 수 있는 젊은이들입니다.
And then you are young people who can do bigger, better things.
여러분들이 금방 마음의 행복을 찾는 경우를 많이 볼 수 있습니다.
And quickly we can see you find the peace in your happiness in your heart.
거의 성경을 좀 이야기하려고 합니다.
And that I want to talk about from the Bible.
요한복음 4장입니다.
John chapter
4. 7절부터 읽겠습니다.
I'll read from verse 7.
요한복음 4장 7절입니다.
John chapter 4 verse 7.
사마리아 여자 하나가 물을 길러 왔으면 예수께서 물을 좀 달라 하시니
There cometh a woman of Samaria to draw water. Jesus saith unto her, Give me to drink.
이는 제자들이 먹을 것을 하러 동네에 들어갔습니다.
For the disciples were gone away into the city to buy meat.
사마리아 여자 하나가 당신은 유대인으로 어찌하여 사마리아 여자 나에게 물을 달라 하나이까 하니 이는 유대인이 사마리아로 상종치 아니하니라.
Then saith the woman of Samaria unto him, How is it that thou, being a Jew, askest drink of me, which am a woman of Samaria? For the Jews have no dealings with the Samaritans.
예수께서 대답하여 가서 내가 만일 하나님의 선물과 또 내게 물 좀 달라니가 누군 줄 알았다면 그가 내게 내가 그에게 구하였을 그가 생수를 내게 주었습니다.
Jesus answered and said unto her, If thou knewest the gift of God, and who does that say it to thee, give me to drink, thou wouldest have asked of him, and he would have given thee living water.
예수와 여자가 주여 물기를 그릇도 없고 이 우는 깊은데 어디서 생수를 얻겠사옵나이까?
The woman said unto him, Sir, thou hast nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. From whence then hast thou that living water?
우리 조상 야훼 이 우물을 우리에게 주었고 또 여기서 자기와 자기 아들과 짐승이 다 먹었으니 당신이 야훼보다 크니이까?
Art thou greater than our father Jacob, which gave us the well and drank thereof himself and his children and his cattle?
예수께 대답하여 이 물을 먹는 자만 다시 목마르리와
Jesus answered and said unto her, Whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again.
내가 주는 물을 먹는 영원히 목마르지 아니하리니 나의 주는 물은 그것은 영생한 소산한 샘물이 되리라.
But whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst, but the water that I shall give him shall be in a well of water springing up into everlasting life.
여자가 주여 이런 물을 내게 주어 목마르지도 않고 또 이 물길로 오지도 않게 하옵소서.
And the woman said unto him, Sir, give me this water that I thirst not, neither come hither to draw.
거기까지 읽었어요.
Can we read 2 verse 15?
성경을 읽어 보면은
When we read the Bible,
예수님의 마음을 볼 수가 있어요.
We can see the heart of Jesus.
우리가 읽은 이야기는 예수님께서 사마리아로 지나가시다가
In these words that we read as Jesus was passing by Samaria,
제자들이 먹을 음식 동네에 들어갔고 예수님은 우물가에 앉으셨는데
And Jesus went into the they went the disciples went into the village and Jesus
sat by
the well.
사마리아가 물을 길러 와서 예수와 대화한 내용의 한 부분입니다.
And it's a segment of the conversation between Jesus and the Samaritan woman who had come to draw water.
이 여자는 좀 불행한 여자였는데
you know, This woman was a miserable woman.
왜 그런지 잘 모르겠지만
you know, I don't know exactly why.
남편에게 사랑을 받지 못
But she could not get love from her husband.
이 여자는 남편에게 버림을 이혼을 여러 번 했어요.
And this woman was forsaken by her husband and she was divorced many times.
처음에 뭐 남편하고 마음이 안 맞아 이혼을 모르겠지만
Maybe in the beginning she didn't get along with her husband that's why she got divorced.
이제 이 여자는 여섯 명의 남자하고 이제 결혼하고 실패를 했어요.
And then she married six men and she failed in marriage.
근데 이제 일곱 번째 남자하고 살고 아 여섯 번 남자하고 살고
And right now she was living with her sixth husband.
예수님을 만난 겁니다.
And she met Jesus.
그래서 그 여자하고 예수 대화하는 이야기가 있는.
And this is the conversation between this woman and Jesus.
예수님께서 여자에게 뭐라고 말하냐?
And what does Jesus say to this woman?
물을 좀 달라고 했어.
He says to her, "Give me some water."
근데 그 당시에 유대인들은
But the Jews at that time,
사마리아 사람들을 굉장히 경멸했어.
You know, they very despised the Samaritans.
사마리아 그 당시 이스라엘의 수도였는데
Samaria was the capital of Israel at that time.
그 당시에 외부에 전쟁을 해 승리를 하면은
And whenever they would go abroad and fight wars and win,
그 나라 사람들이 서로 독립운동을 못하도록 하기 위하여
To keep the people from working for independence,
인종을 섞어버려요.
They would blend the people.
사마리아가 이제 독립 저 점령을 당하고 난 뒤에
And after Samaria was conquered,
사마리아 사람들 먼 지방으로 보내고
They sent the Samaritans to far different areas.
그다음 먼 지방의 사람들 거기 데리고 와서
And they would bring in people from far areas.
같이 섞여 살도록 그런 정책을 썼습니다.
And they had a policy to mix the people and blend the people.
그다음에 자연스럽게
And through that, naturally,
사마리아 사람 혼혈적으로
The Samaritan people became mixed blood.
특히 유대인들은 피를 중요한 역이기 때문에
And especially Jews are very sensitive to
혼혈증에 대한 경멸한 마음이 아주 컸습니다.
And they had a very strong heart to despise people who were mixed blood.
사마리아인들 같이 음식 먹지 아니하고
They would never eat with the Samaritans.
같이 앉아 있지도 아니하고
They would never sit with Samaritans.
아주 경멸하는
And they really despised the Samaritans.
예수님이 사마리아 와서 우물가 여자가 물을 길러오는 걸 보고
But Jesus saw the Samaritan woman coming to the well to draw water.
물을 좀 달라고 합니다.
And he asked for some water.
사마리아 여자가 뭐라고 말하냐면
And then what the Samaritan woman said was
당신은 유대인으로 어찌하여 사마리아 여자 나에게 물을 달라고 하십니까?
You're a Jew and you're asking me, a Samaritan, for water.
예수님은 유대인이셨습니다.
Jesus was a Jew.
다른 유대인하고 다릅니다.
But he's different from the other Jews.
다른 유대인은 사마리아 여자, 짐승 같은 여자 그렇게 생각하는데
The other Jews thought of this woman, Samaritan. She's like an animal. She's so dirty.
특히 여자는 결혼을 여러 번 실패해서
And also she's failed in many marriages.
많은 남편을 하고 살아본 경험 있는 여자니까
And she has lived with many different men.
사람들이 멸시하고
people despise their
무시하는 게 당연한 이야기인데.
It's only natural for the people to despise them.
그 이야기 사실 분명히 아시면서.
But even though they clearly know this,
그리고 이제 이야기를 하시기 시작했어요.
And Jesus spoke with this woman.
예수님 물을 좀 달라고 먼저 말씀하셨어요.
He first asks her for some water.
사마리아 여자가 말합니다.
Samaritan woman says,
당신은 유대인으로 어찌하여 나에게 물을 달라고 합니까?
How is it that you, being a Jew, ask me for water?
유대인은 사마리아 절대 상종하지 않는 거예요.
It means that the Jews don't deal with Samaritans.
근데 예수님이 나는 그래도 인자해서 유대인 저 사마리아는 이야기 잘해.
You know, but Jesus thought, oh yeah, I'm so kind-hearted. That's why I speak with Samaritans.
유대인은 어때고 사마리아는 어때? 다 같은 사람인데.
So what if you're a Jew or a Samaritan? We're all people.
이제 그 여자의 수준의 대화는 그런 대화가 맞을는지 모르겠어요.
And so to fit the level of that woman, Jesus maybe should have said something like that.
그 이야기를 예수님에게 사마리아 당신은 유대인인데. 어째 사마리아 나에게 물 달라 합니까?
But when this woman said, "Jesus, you're a Jew, but how is it that you are asking me, a Samaritan, for water?"
그렇게 말하는데,
when she said that,
예수님은 대답을 또 다른 대답을 했습니다.
Jesus gave a whole different answer.
예수님은 네가 만일에 하나님의 선물과
Jesus says, if you had known the gift of
또 내게 물 좀 달라는 게 누군 줄 알았더라면
and if you knew who I was asking for water,
내가 그와 생수를 내게 주었어.
You would have asked of him, and he would have given you living water.
그러니까 이제 예수님은 그 여자에게
Jesus to this woman
하나님의 선물
the gift of God
예수님께 줄 수 있는 평안함
and the peace that comes from Jesus
거룩함
the holiness
생명
the life
은혜
the grace
그걸 이제 예수 그 여자에게 주려고 하고 있어요.
That's what Jesus wanted to give to this woman.
그 예수는 생수 이야기로 이야기를 이어나가십니다.
And he connects these words with the living water.
이야만이 하나님의 선물과 네게 물 좀 달라니까 누군 줄 알았다.
If you knew the gift of God and who was that say to thee give me to drink.
그가 생수를 내게 주었어.
You would have asked of me, you asked of him, and he would have given thee living water.
여자가 예수님 차원에서 이해가 안 가는 거지.
And this woman, she doesn't understand what Jesus is saying.
주여, 물기를 그릇도 없고 우물은 깊은 어디서 생수를 얻겠습니까?
Sir, thou hast nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. From whence hast thou that living water?
이 우물을 우리에게 주었고.
Our ancestor Jacob gave us the water,
먹었는데,
and then we have been drinking from it.
당신이 야곱보다 크니까.
Are you even greater than our father Jacob? She asks.
근데 예수님 하신 이야기는.
But what Jesus is saying.
이 물을 먹는 자마다 다시 목마르리.
Whoever drinks this water will thirst again.
내가 주는 물은 문제 영원히 목마르지 아니하리.
But whoever drinks the water I give him shall never thirst.
그럼 예수님께서 또 다른 이야기를 하십니다.
Jesus is saying something else now.
한번 제가 고속버스를 타고
One time I was on the bus.
서울에서 대구로 대구 살 때인데 내려가고 있어.
And then I was living in Daegu, so I was going from Seoul to Daegu.
저 그때 한 이제 30대 후반 중반이었는데.
At the time I was in my mid-30s.
그분 나이 한 60이 넘어 보이는 아주 점잖은 신사분이었어.
And then there was this young gentleman who looked over the age of 60.
그분하고 나 이제 타고 이제 둘이 이야기를 했어.
And he and I, we were sitting on the bus, we started talking.
이야기가 좀 재미가 있었어.
And we had a good time talking.
근데 제가 이제 저 이야기 좀 하다 이제 방향을 좀 돌려서.
And then while we're talking, I switched directions a little bit.
서서 예수님 쪽으로 방향을 끌어갔어.
And little by little, I turned to the direction of Jesus.
그분이 제가 예수님 이야기를 하려고 한 줄 알고.
And he recognized I was trying to talk to him about Jesus.
고개를 창 밖으로 내보였어.
He turned his head towards out the window.
전혀 고개 안 돌아오는.
And that head wouldn't turn back.
저 리모컨 아주 돌려도 돌아오지 않을까.
And even if I had a remote to turn it back, it wouldn't turn back.
이제 어떡하지 좀 이야기를 해야 하는데.
And somehow I need to get through to him and talk to him.
근데 이제 그 금강 휴게소를 지나면은.
And when you pass the 금강 rest area.
지금은 그 다리를 건너 그냥 내려 도로가 있는데.
And nowadays you just have a bridge that'll connect you there right
옛날엔
away.
옛날엔 다리를 건너가서 거의 큰 계곡이 있고 다음에 다리를 또 하나 넘어서.
Down a long time ago, there you had to cross the bridge, and there's a big creek, and you had to cross another bridge.
큰 터널이 있는데.
And there's a big tunnel.
당제 터널이 아주 무서운 터널이.
A tunnel called the 당제 tunnel. It's really scary.
이제 터널 지나가기 전에 이제 계곡을 지나 계곡은 다리를 지나고 그 다음 건너서 이제 산을 뚫 터널이 되는.
And before the tunnel, you gotta go by the bridge, and then the creek, and then you'll get to the tunnel.
이제 계곡 입구에서.
At the entrance of the creek.
바로 오른쪽 앞바퀴가 빵 하고 터져.
The front tire of the bus. Popped.
그러니까 차가 기우뚱하다가 다시 건너 다시 기우뚱
And then the car began to swing back and forth and back and forth.
바로 낭떠러지 입구인데.
And it was nearing the cliff.
낭떠러지에 들어 하여튼 차가 낭떠러지 거의 막 요만 10cm 정도까지 갔어.
And then the car got as close as 10 centimeters away from the cliff.
저는 나도 모르는데 거기 교장선이 내 옆에 앉으면서 교장선이 머리를 딱
들어. And the guy who was sitting next to me, he was a principal, and I covered his head.
그래가지고 막 가까스로 차가 섰어.
And the car barely came to a stop.
차 안에 사람들 모두 막 난리를 쳤어.
And everybody in the car was screaming and yelling.
내려가보니까
and then we looked.
저기가 10cm 나 앞에서.
The car came to a stop 10 centimeters away from the cliff.
이제 아마 거기서 적어도 한 50cm만 더 갔었으면
if it had gone just 50 centimeters more
차가 막 전복을 낭떠러 떨어질 그런 위치에 놓여
the whole bus would have fallen off the cliff.
그래서 이제 막 기사들 이제 타이어를 갈고
and the driver, he changed the tire
차가 떠났는데
and the car was leaving.
교장선생 고개가 이제 좀 돌아왔어요.
And then the principal's head turned back.
하나님 리모컨으로 터신 거예요.
You know, God turned it back with God's remote.
네, 교장선생 저에게 물으셨어요.
And then the principal asked me,
목사님 왜 내 머리를 안 았습니까?
Pastor, why did you cover my head?
나도 왜 그런지도 모르겠어요.
And I didn't even know why I did that.
내가 이야기를 했어요.
But then I said to him,
교장선생 같은 분은 귀중한 분인데.
I said, principal, you're a very precious man.
차가 낭떠러지에 떨어지면
and if the car falls off if the far car falls off a cliff
머리를 다칠 것 같아서
it looked like you might hurt your head
나도 생각은 뭐 또 하기 전에 이미 내 손을 그래서 머리를 끌어안았다
so I didn't even think about it I just covered your head right away
그 이야기를 했습니다
that's what I said to him
그리고 그 교장선생님 저에게 하시는 말씀이
and then what the principal said to me was
내가 이야기하는 건
you know, what I'm saying is,
목사님 머리는 어찌고요?
Pastor, what about your own head?
그래 이제 크기가 절벽이 완전 떨어지면 다 죽는데
It's a cliff and if it falls, we all die.
목사님이 자기 머리 안 감싸고 그 교장님 머리 감싸고 이분이 너무 고마운 마음을 가져요.
You know, Pastor, you didn't cover your own head, but you covered my head. This principal was so thankful to me about that.
내가 뭐 희생정신이 강하거나 그런 거 절대 아니거든요.
You know, I'm not a sacrificial guy or anything like that.
이분이 막 저를 그때부터 보는 눈이 완전히 방향이 달라졌어요.
But from then on, the way he looked at me completely changed.
다시 이제 성경 예수님 이야기로 들어갔어요.
And so again, I started to talk to him about Jesus.
그래서 대구까지 약 한 두 시간
And then it's two more hours until we get to Daegu.
두 시간간 대구에 와서 이분이 죄 사함을 받으셨어요.
And by the time we arrived in Daegu, he received the forgiveness of sins.
그러고 난 뒤에 내가 이야기를 했어요.
And then I said to him,
교장선생 전교생 모아놓고
Mr. Principal, get all your students
제가 성경 강연 한번 하고 싶습니다.
And I want to lecture the Bible to them.
아, 그러자고.
He said, let's do that.
전교생을 교련복을 입혀가지고
And so he got all his students to wear the school uniform
학교 운동장에 앉혀놓고
And sat them down in the school field.
제가 한 시간 말씀 전할 기회를 주셨어요.
And he gave me the chance to preach the word for one hour to them.
참 고마웠어요.
And I was so thankful.
근데 제가 이야기하는 건 뭐냐면
But what I'm saying is
제가 하는 모든 일 중에
In all the work that I do
무엇이든지 쉽게 되는 일 아무것도 없었어요.
There was nothing that was ever easy.
근데 제가 다시 모든 일 항상 어려운 건 사실인데
And whatever I did, things were difficult, but
막상 어려운 일 당할 때마다 하나님이 나를 도우셔요.
But whenever I faced hardship, God was helping me.
그 교장은 처음에 나하고 대화를 하다가
And the principal in the beginning was talking with me.
그는 기독교 신앙을 갖지 않은 분이고
And he didn't believe in Christianity.
신앙을 좋아하지 않기 때문에
And he doesn't care about spiritual life.
처음에 대화 그냥 됐는데
And at first, you know, we were just talking.
그 다음에 대화가 중단이 되고
And then the conversation came to a stop.
고개가 창쪽으로 내려가서 다시 돌아오지 않는데
His head was turning out towards the window and it didn't come back.
아, 저 교장은 고개를 어찌 돌아오게 하지?
How can you get the principal's head back this way?
리모컨 없나?
Is there a remote to get his head to turn back?
근데 저는 제가 예수님을 믿은 뒤에
But after I came to believe in Jesus
내가 무슨 일을 하든지 간에
No matter what I did
하나님 나를 도우시고
God would help me
일하고 계신다는
God was helping me, blessing me, and God was at work.
그게 제가 너무너무 신기한.
And that's what's so amazing to me.
제가 그런 이야기를 하려고 하면
And for me to talk about these kinds of things
밤새도록 이야기 다 못 합니다.
Even though I go all night long, I wouldn't finish.
어떻게 나를 도우셨고
How God helped me.
IYF를 시작할 때
And how when I started the IYF
여러 가지 우리가 많은 일들이 있습니다.
And there were so many things that had happened.
않은데,
and it wasn't easy.
너무 쉽게 하나님이 도와주셨어요.
But so easily God had helped us.
저희들 교회가 서울에 있었어요.
My church is located in Seoul.
서울이 경부 고속도로를 타고 가면
you know, when you get to Seoul using the Gyeongbu Highway
서울에 다 도착해서
and when you arrive in Seoul
가도 왼쪽으로 이렇게 우면산 있는데
and to the left is the Umyeon Mountain.
재밌는 게 거기 이제 우면산 중턱에 저희들이 교회를 세웠어요.
And so we built our church on the ledge of the Umyeon Mountain.
경부 고속도로 그게 우면은 똑바로 우리 교회가 보여요.
And so when you drive on Gyeongbu Highway, right ahead, you can see our church.
20분 동안 우리 교회를 보기 싫어도 안 보고 보여요.
And for 20 minutes, even though you don't want to see our church, you have to see our church.
바로 왔다 우리 교회 앞에 딱 끼어지는.
And the road turns right in front of our church.
그래서 서울 사람들은
That's why the people of Seoul,
고속도로 한번 와보면
if they ride on the freeway one time,
기쁜 소식 강남교회를 모르는 사람이 없어요.
There's nobody who does not know the Good News Gangnam Church.
저들이 이제 교회에 예배당을 지으려고 합니다.
And we wanted to build our church chapel.
이제 땅을 구하려고 했어요.
And we wanted to look for land.
그래서 거기 이제 진짜 산 아래
And underneath the mountain,
저는 서울의 제일 좋은 속에
You know, our church is located at the best place in Seoul.
이제 산 아래 저희 교회가 있는데.
There is our church at the bottom of the mountain.
산 서쪽은 산이고.
To the west we have the mountain.
동쪽은 고속도로.
To the east is the highway.
여러분 절대로 고속도로 곁에 살지 마세요.
Everyone, don't ever live near a highway.
이 고속도로에는.
On the highway.
그 타이어가 분진이 돼서 막 따라서.
The tire wears off.
고속도로 바닥에 막 있어요.
And then it's all over the ground of the
근데 바람이
highway.
불면
And when the wind blows
바람에 그 이제 타이어 분진 날아가 가지고 이렇게 창문에 많이
The tire dust flows by the wind and it goes on your windows.
이제 그 고속도로 이제 우리 교회가 서쪽에 있고
So our church is to the west of the highway.
고속도로가 있고
And we have the highway.
고속도로 동쪽에 아파트가
And there's apartments on the east side of the highway.
우리 교회 성도들 종종 거기 사는데
And sometimes our church members live there.
그쪽 아파트에 가보면
But if you go to those apartments
창문에 손을 대면
If you swipe the window
손에 시커먼 게 묻어나
you know, There's something dark on your finger.
타이어 분진이에요.
It's a tire residue.
네, 그건 우리가 숨 쉴 때 들어가면 폐를 굉장히 상하게 어렵게 하는데
And so if you breathe in, it's really bad for your lungs.
근데 똑같은 고속도로가 있는데
And even though it's the same highway
똑같은 올라가자면 오른쪽에는 아파트 왼쪽 저희 교회가 있는.
And to the right of it, there's the apartments. To the left is our church.
아파트 창문을 대면 그 타이어 분진이 잔뜩 나오는.
On the windows of the apartments, if you swipe it with your finger, there's a lot of tire residue.
우리 교회는 암만 타이어 분진 하나 안 나옵니다.
But at our church, no matter how much you swipe, no tire residue at all.
왜 그런지 아십니까?
Do you know why?
지구는 서쪽에 동쪽으로 돕니다.
The earth turns from west to east.
네, 지구를 도는 것 도는 따라서 바람도 같이 도는데.
And as the earth turns, so does the wind.
항상 바람은 서풍입니다.
The wind is always from the west.
서쪽 동쪽으로 돌기 때문에.
It flows from the west to the east.
타이어 분진이.
The tire dust.
하나도 서쪽으로 안 날아 다 동쪽으로 날아.
They don't fly to the west, they fly to the east.
그저 동쪽에 타이어가 잔뜩 있어요.
And so on the east there's so much tire dust.
서쪽에는
But to us to the west
서쪽에서 산에서 신선한 산소가 나와서
And we have fresh air from the mountain.
우리 교회 뒷산 그 막 경치가 너무 좋습니다.
And so the mountains behind our church look so nice.
공기도 좋고.
You know, the air is nice.
그래서 이번에 큰 유리창을 저 창문 다 없애고 통유리로 경치 보기 좋도록 만들어서
And
한번
so,
와보시면 너무 멋있어요.
You know, we got regular windows and just made one big window to look at the view. It's so nice.
우리가 그 땅을 살 때 어떤 일이 났냐?
And when we bought that land, what happened was
그 땅 주인이 건물을 지으려고
The owner of that land wanted to build a building
서초구청에서 건축 허가를 받아
and got the construction permit from the Sucho District Office.
그래서 이제 지하를 3층으로 이제 파는데
and they dug three levels underground.
거기는 자연산림보호지역이라서
you know, but it is a life protection area.
그 지역이 그 산림보존지역이에요.
And so it's the life preservation area.
거기는 땅의 20%만 건물을 지었어.
And so there you could only build on 20% of the land.
거기 땅이 비싸가지고.
Because land is so expensive.
20% 지으면 진짜 손해.
You know, if you only build 20% of the land, that's a big loss.
그래서 그때 이제 지하실로 마늘 많이 파는데.
And so because that they dig underground a lot.
이 주인이 지하실을 파다가.
The owner was digging underground.
뭘 했냐면은.
What he did was.
돈이 모자랐어.
He needed more money.
그래서 어스 안카라도 어스 안카를 못 하고.
And so he didn't use the us anchors.
근데 지금 빔으로 하다가 돈이 다 떨어져 부도가 났어.
He was using beams. He ran out of money. He went bankrupt.
빚쟁이가 42명이었어.
There were 42 creditors.
근데 그 우리가 그 땅을 살려고 했어.
And we wanted to buy that land.
빚쟁이들을 전 불러 모았어요.
We gathered all the creditors.
이 땅을 사고 싶어 한다.
We want to buy this land.
그러니까 이제 빚쟁이들이 돈을 못 받을 것 같으니까
And the creditors thought that they're not going to get their money.
다 사인을 해줬어요.
They all signed off on it.
그리고 땅값을 가지고 빚쟁이 나누어 가면 빚쟁이들이 좋아했어요.
And then with the price of the land, they split it up and the creditors took the money. They were happy.
그러니까 여러분 저희들 아주 그 땅은 부도난 땅 아주 싸게 샀는데
And it was a bankrupt land, so we bought it very cheap.
건축허가가 나와 있는 땅이었어요.
It was a land with construction permit.
그 전체 건축허가 굉장히 힘든데.
Because it's so hard to get a construction permit there anyway.
지하 3층을 다 파놓은 거예요.
And they already dug three levels underground already.
완전히 암만이야. 지하 3층만 너무 어려워요.
And it's rock, so it's hard to dig three levels underground anyways.
경치가 제일 좋은데.
And the scenery is very, very nice.
여러분, 저는 무슨 일을 하든지 간에.
Everyone, no matter what I do.
내가 생각보다 앞서서 하나님이 저를 돕는 걸 봐요.
I saw ahead of what I'm thinking. God is ahead of me, helping me.
여러분 제가 마인드 교육 이거 별로 중요하지 않았습니다.
You know, mind education was not that important to me.
제가 2007년에
In 2007,
중국 공산 청년단에서
from the Chinese Youth League,
저를 초대했습니다.
They invited me.
중국 청년 장래를 위해 강의를 좀 해달라고
And they asked me to lecture for the future of the youths of China.
제가 바빠서 못 갔어요.
At the time I was busy, I couldn't go.
2009년에
And then in 2009
중국 공산층 다시 저를 초대했어요.
The Chinese Youth League invited me again.
그때 갔습니다.
And I went again.
북경에 가서
And I went to Beijing.
공산층단 간부들 앞에서
And in front of the Chinese Youth League officials.
이틀 동안 마인드 강의를 했어요.
I did mind education for two days.
중국에 청년 문제가 많은 이유가
The reason there's a lot of problem with the youth in China.
중국에는 그때까지 한 가정에 부부가 아기 하나만 낳아요.
At that time in China By law, a family could only have one baby.
아기 하나만 더 낳으면 바로 가서 이제 유산시키고.
And if you had another baby, they would make you get abortion right away.
아들이든 딸이든 중국에는 아이들 하나밖에 낳을 수 없어요.
And so whether it was a boy or a girl in China at that time, you could only have one child.
지금은 법이 좀 바뀌었는데.
So right now, the law has changed back.
그래. 모든 부모들이
And so all parents
아이들을 황제처럼 생겨.
They treat their kids like kings.
아이들 황제처럼 생기면 좋은데
And it's good to serve their kids like kings.
문제가 뭐냐면
But the problem is
아이들이 자기 원하는 것을 자제하는 능력이 전혀 안 돼.
The kids have no ability to refrain from what they want.
부모는 뭐 아이들을 위하기 때문에.
The parents are so much for their kids.
그리고 부모들은 자식을 잘 못 가르쳐.
And the parents are unable to teach their kids very well.
좋은 형들이 있어야 가르쳐.
You have to have good older brothers to teach them.
제 아들이 아기를 셋 낳았는데.
My son had three kids.
막내가 돼지예요.
The youngest one is pig.
남자고.
He's a boy.
근데 두 중간에는 여자고.
And the middle one is a girl.
이제 마지는 이제 남자예요.
And the oldest one is a boy.
막내가 그 제 보니까.
And I think the youngest one.
키가 190까지 큰다고.
They say he's gonna grow to be 190 centimeters.
지금도 돼지예요.
Even now he's a pig.
근데 여러분, 그 막내가 막 엄마 사랑 막 그래도.
And even the youngest one receives the mother's love and whatnot.
형은 아주 형이에요.
The older brother, he's the older brother.
늘 동생을 돌봐.
He always takes care of his younger brother.
동생이 형의 거슬리려 하면은.
And when the younger brother goes against the older brother,
형이 레슬링을 배워가지고.
The older brother learned wrestling.
아, 손과 손이가 손이가 한번 안아줘.
손을 come here and he hugs him.
아, 나 죽어요. 아, 나
it hurts. It hurts. Come on, I'm sorry. It hurts.
그 형이 반뚜단 거예요.
And the older brother leads him upright.
그러니까 이제 아기를 많이 낳아야 돼.
That's why you have to have a lot of babies.
훌륭한 사람이 되려면
To become a great person,
아기 하나 낳으면 안 돼요.
You can't just have one baby.
아기를 한 다섯
You have to have about five.
한 여덟까지는 괜찮아요.
And up to eight is okay.
왜요?
Why?
처음에 한 개 달린 게 좋아? 여덟 개 달린 게 좋아?
Aaron, do you like one melons or eight melons?
여덟이 낫죠.
Eight's better, right?
사람은 참여보다 훨씬 좋은데.
And people are so much better than melons.
애기 여덟 넘으면 너무 좋을 거예요.
It'd be so nice to have eight kids.
저거 보면 나한테 묻지 마세요.
Don't ask me how much I had.
전 무지무지하게 많이.
And I had a lot.
낫진 않았지만.
Did not have a lot.
인생을 살면서
As we live life,
애기가 많으면
If you have a lot of kids,
아이들 사회 적응이 굉장히 좋아져.
You know, kids become very good at getting adjusted to society.
이제 애기 하나 낳은 사람 대인관계 굉장히 나빠요.
You know, kids who only have one kid, you know, they have bad personal relationships. And when it's burdensome, they avoid it.
그러지 한국에는 딸 많은 집 여자들 전부 예쁘다.
You know, they say in homes with a lot of daughters, all the girls are pretty.
또 우리 동네는
In my neighborhood,
아들 낳고 싶어서
everybody wanted to have sons.
첫 번째 낳은 딸이에요.
You know, they had one, it was a girl.
두 번째 낳은 또 딸이에요.
The second one was also a girl.
세 번째 낳은 또 딸이에요.
Third one was a girl.
네 번째 딸이에요.
Fourth was a girl.
다섯 번째 딸이에요.
Fifth was a girl.
여섯 번째 딸이에요.
Sixth was a girl.
일곱 번째.
Seventh.
여덟 번째.
Eighth.
아홉 번째 아들 놓고 성공했어.
And ninth, they succeeded in having a son.
그 집에는
And that home,
딸네 여덟이
The eight girls,
그 아들 하나만 숨길 완전히 그렇게 됐어.
You know, they all end up serving that one son. That's what happens.
여러분, 우리가 인생을 살면서
Everyone, as we live life,
시련도 있고 어려움도 있지만
There's difficulties, there's hardships.
여러분, 그 이제 그 시련을 넘고 이겨나고 그런 교육을 받고 그런 훈련이 되면은
And so if we become trained to overcome those hardships and difficulties
근데 대부분의 부모들은
But most parents
자녀들 과잉으로 보호를 하기 때문에
They are exceedingly protective of their kids
부모는 자식을 사랑하기 때문에
Because the parents they love their kids so much
자식들이 버릇이 나쁘거나 잘못 때문에 잘 잡아주질 못해
When the kids go astray or have bad habits they can't uphold them very well
그래서 대부분의 청소년 문제가 일어나
And that's where most problems with the youth arise
물론 여러분의 부모들 그런 자녀 교육의 전문가가 아니니까.
Of course, your parents are not experts in educating the children. They may be that way.
저희들 교회는 저희 그런 부분들 잘 가르쳐요.
But in our church, we teach those things very, very well.
저희들 교회는 보통 아기를 많이 낳아요.
We have a lot of kids usually.
기본이 셋이고.
The basic is three.
네, 다섯 낳은 사람 참 많아요.
There's a lot of people who have four kids, five kids.
근데 서울시에서
But in the city of Seoul,
아파트를 분양할 때
When they distribute apartments,
제일 점수 좋은 게 아기가 몇이냐?
And you get most points if you have lots of kids.
그래서 아기 많이 안 낳기 때문에.
Because in Seoul people don't have a lot of kids.
그래서 아기 둘 놓으면.
And so if you have two kids,
뭐죠?
1순위예요. You get number one priority.
아기 셋 놓으면.
If you have three kids,
0순위예요.
You get number zero priority.
그러기 때문에 아기 만나면 아파트 얻는 게 너무 쉬워요.
And so if you have a lot of apartments, a lot of kids, it's easy to get an apartment.
그래서 저희들 교회는 기본이 셋, 넷, 다섯이니까.
And so in my church, everybody has three, four, five kids.
아파트 당첨하면 바로 돼요.
And so they get a lot of the apartments all the time.
좋은 아파트 우리 형제자매 많이 들어가서.
And all of the nice apartments our brothers and sisters live there.
우리 교회 옆에 아파트 타운이 생겼나.
And there was an apartment town next to our church.
거기 우리 교회 성도들 140명이 그 아파트에 산다고.
140 of our church members live in those apartments.
너무너무 좋지요.
It's so nice, isn't it?
이제 우리가 이제 세상을 내가 알고 있는 세계 말고
And so not the world that I know of.
좀 더 마음을 열고 옆에 있는 친구가 아는 세계
But if you open our hearts and learn the world of the heart of your friend next to you
세계,
The world of the heart
저반은 굉장히 좋아요
And it's so good to get in touch with that
그보다 이제 더 좋은 게 뭐냐
And what's even better than that
이 지구 말고
Not on this earth
우주에 계신 하나님과의 마음의 접함을 만나면
But if you get to be in touch with the heart of God which is in the universe
우리가 상상할 수 없는 귀한 것들을 하나님께로부터 배울 수
Then from God we can learn precious things that we had never imagined before
여기 이제 사마리아 여자 예수님 만났을 때
And when the Samaritan woman met Jesus
예수님이 입을 여셨습니다
Jesus opened his mouth
처음에 물을 한컵 달라고 이야기부터 시작했어요
At first he just asked for some water that's how they began talking
사마리아 여자는 얘기했습니다.
And the Samaritan woman said,
사실 유대인은 어찌 사마리아 여자 나에게 물을 달라고
You're a Jew, how you ask water from me, a Samaritan?
근데 예수님의 그 이야기를 보면은
But when you look at the words of Jesus,
사마리아 여자 그냥 이야기하려는 게 아니라
It looks like the Samaritan woman is not just talking with him.
주님 당신이 가진 그 귀한 은혜를 축복을 사마리아 여자의 주기를 원하는 거예요.
The precious blessing that the Lord has, he wanted to give it to the Samaritan woman.
근데 이야기하는 동안에
And while they were talking,
점점 이제 사마리아 여자 예수님 이야기 속으로 이끌림을 받습니다.
The Samaritan woman becomes led more and more into the words of Jesus.
예수님 말씀하십니다.
And then Jesus said,
네가 만일에
If you
너에게 물을 달라는 내가
Who is I asking water from you? If you knew who I am,
네가 나에게 구했을 거야.
You would have asked of me.
그래 내가 생수를 주었을
And I would have given you living water.
여자 깜짝 놀랐어.
And the woman was shocked.
보니까 예수님 두레박도 없고.
And it looked like Jesus has no scooper.
예수님께 물었어요.
And she asked Jesus.
물기를 그릇도 없고.
You have nothing to draw the water with.
우물은 깊은데.
And the well is deep.
어디서 생수를 깨?
Where are you going to get the living water?
우리 조상 야곱이.
Our father Jacob.
이 우물을 우리께 주어서.
Gave this well to us.
그 가족들이 먹었는데.
And our families have drunken from it.
그리고 이제 짐승이 먹었는데.
And the animals have eaten from it.
당신은 야곱보다 크십니까?
But are you greater than Jacob?
예수님 놀라운 얘기.
And Jesus said something amazing.
뭐라고 하세요?
What did Jesus say?
이 물을 먹는 자마다 다시 목마르리라.
Whosoever drinks this water shall thirst again.
내가 주는 물을 먹는 자는 영원히 목마르지 아니하리.
But whosoever drinks the water I give him shall never thirst.
그것은 영생토록 소산하는 샘물이되.
And it shall be a well in him springing up into everlasting life.
신기한 이야기는.
The amazing thing is.
저는 문학을 전공한 사람도 아니고.
I did not major in literature.
잘 쓰지 못합니다.
And I do not write very well.
예수님을 만난 뒤에.
But after meeting Jesus.
내 마음에 저는 세상에서 얻을 수 없는.
In my heart, what you cannot gain from the world.
참 귀한 것들을.
But I gained the truly precious things.
제가 쓴 책이.
The book that I wrote.
55권인가?
There's like 55 books
합니다.
I wrote.
전 다 잘 모르는데.
I'm not sure exactly how many.
제가 그 책을 오늘도 이제 출판 기념회 하는데.
And today also we have a publication ceremony.
내가 처음에 죄 사함에 대한 책을 썼어.
When I first wrote about the forgiveness of sins.
그때 저희들이 그 제가 방송을 하다가.
At that time I was doing radio broadcast.
속동 저 방송에서 제 방송을 계속 하다가.
And I was doing the Far East radio broadcast.
방송이 중단되면 책을 내기로 마음을.
And as the broadcasting was stopped, I made up my mind to print a book.
1988년도에.
And in 1988.
제가 처음으로 쓴 책이 죄사함 끝나.
The first book I wrote was the Forgiveness of Sins and Being Born Again
제가
book.
제가 책을 출판할 때 어떤 생각이 드냐.
And at that time when the book was being published, what I thought was.
이런 내가 쓴 책을 누가 읽겠나 그랬어.
Who would read a book that I write? I thought.
내가 쓴 아무도 안 살 거야.
Nobody would buy something like this.
그 책이 무지무지하게 팔렸어.
But that book sold very, very well.
24개 나라로 번역 말 It was 번역됐고.
Translated into 24 languages.
그리고
and
100만 건이 팔렸어.
It sold a million copies.
제가 믿어지지 않았어.
I could not believe it.
그 책 지금도 잘 팔리고.
Even that book is selling very well even now.
저는 제가 예수님을 만나면서
As I got to meet Jesus
그게 이제 새로운 세계를 본 세계를 이야기
And I speak about the new world that I got to see through meeting Jesus
음악을 하는 사람들은
People who do music
우리나라 유명한 가수들 가장 어려운 게
The most hard thing for the famous singers is that
창작이라는 것이
Is creating
이 사람은 노래를 늘 잘하지만
You know, even though they're always singing very well
늘 1년, 2년, 3년, 4년 같은 노래만 부를 수 없어
But you can't sing the same song 1 year, 2 year, 3 years, 4 years
근데 노래 음악하는 가장 어려운 게 뭐냐면
But when you do music, the hardest thing is
새로운 음악을 만들어내야 돼
It is to come up with new music
근데 새로운 음악은 우리 감각에 닿지 않는 더 새로운 신비한 세계 속에 우리가 감각에 느껴보지 못한 감각의 노래를 만들어야 하는데
But new music, amazing world of music that your heart can sense that new music has to be made
음악을 하는 사람 종종 저 마약을 하는 경우가 있는데
And people who do music, occasionally they do drugs
왜 그러냐면 그들이 창작은 너무 골치 아파서
Because to create, it's such a headache
좀 인간이 생각하는 그 생각 말고 좀 새로운 세계 속에 들어가려고 마약도 하고 그런다고
They want to enter into a world that not just people having their thoughts but into a new world so they do drugs and stuff
제가 무서운 거는
What makes me laugh?
새로운 세계 왜 마약 세계 들어가 하나님 세계 들어가지?
A new world? Why do you enter the world of drugs? Enter the
제가
world of God.
예수님을 만나고 성경을 읽으면서.
After I met Jesus and I read the Bible,
성경 그냥 한국말로 기록됐고
The Bible just written in Korean.
단어로,
These are words that I know.
기록되었어요.
And it's just recorded so.
성경 읽고 한 번 읽고 두 번 읽다가 보면
But when you read the Bible once, twice and read on,
성경 속에 숨겨진 마음의 세계가 있는
There is the world of the heart hidden inside of the Bible.
그 세계는 세상 어디에서 볼 수 없는 귀하고 아름다운
And that's a precious beautiful world you cannot find anywhere else.
제가 하는 이야기가 성경 있는 이야기를 하는 것이니까
And so what I'm speaking of is from the words of the Bible.
성경을 막 보통 싫어하고 그런데
And most people, they don't want to talk about the Bible.
어느 성경의 맛을 알면
But once you get to know the flavor of the Bible,
성경이 그렇게 재미가 있어.
It's so much fun.
제가 19살 때 세상 받기 전에
Before I received the forgiveness of sins when I was 19,
소설을 좀 많이 읽었어.
I read a lot of novels.
성경 소설 살 만한 돈이 없으니까
And I didn't have enough money to buy novels.
어느 집에 소설책이 있다 그러면
And so when I hear somebody owns a novel,
찾아가 부탁해요.
I would go there and ask them.
아, 책 좀 빌려달라.
Can I borrow your book?
웬만하면
And for the most part,
소설 다 자기 산 사람 다 읽었으니까.
You know, they've already read it already.
또 그 쉽게 빌려줘요.
They let me borrow it easily.
그럼 저는 그래서 집에 가서 그냥 다 읽어.
Then when I go home, I just read the whole thing.
어떤 두 번도 두 번도 읽고.
Sometimes I read it twice.
세 번까지 읽는 책.
And some books I've read up to three times.
그 세 번 읽으면 재미없어.
And after you read it three times, it's no fun. You can't read it anymore.
근데 제가 성경은
But the Bible
적어도 백여 번 읽었는데.
I've read it at least 100 times through.
지금도 보면 새로워집니다.
It's new, even though I read it now.
재미가 없진 않아요.
It is not fun.
읽으면 읽을수록
The more I read it,
그냥 눈으로 읽는 게 아니고
I'm not just reading it with my eyes.
읽으면 내 마음을 묻혀가지고 끌고 가는 거예요.
And when I read it, my heart becomes buried in it and it pulls me.
성경에는 그 마음에서에 끌려가면서
And as my heart is drawn to the words of the Bible, the heart of God,
예수님을 알게 되고
I get to know Jesus.
예수님 같은 마음을 갖게 되고
And I get to have the same heart as Jesus.
예수님 같은 마음을 가진 뒤에
And after getting to have the same heart as Jesus,
내가 무슨 일을 하든지
No matter what I did,
나를 돕는 거예요.
I saw God helping me.
이번에 저들이 이제 전 세계 학생들을 가르치고 초등학교, 중고등학교, 대학교 교과서를 만들고
And so we are making elementary, middle school, high school, college textbooks to teach
앞으로
all the students.
저들이 알기로 한 몇 년 지나면
In a few years from now
현재 청소년 문제가 너무 심각해
Right now the problems of youth is so serious.
문제 정부가 굉장히 고통하고 괴로워해
And the government is struggling so much with the problem of youth.
대통령들이 가장 괴로워한 청소년들
What makes the president struggle the most is the youth.
청소년들은 어려운 나라 재정 아무리 확보해 지원해 줘도
You know, in poor countries, even though the youth are supported with a lot of finances,
청소년은 만족을 못 시키는 거예요.
It cannot satisfy the youth.
청소년은 그 어떤 나라 막 데모하고
And the youths do protest.
청소년은 겁이 없어 막 진짜 데모할 때 겁 없이
And they're not scared. They protest without any fear.
예, 그러기 때문에 어려운데
And that's why it's difficult.
제 책이 이제 유명해진 이유가 뭐냐면
The reason my book became famous.
청소년 다 단지가 깨끗하면
And if all the youths are fine and clean
내 책 아무도 안 볼 거예요.
Nobody would read my books.
해가 가면서
But as years pass
청소 문제 심각해지니까
The problems of the youth gets worse and worse.
세월이 흐르면 흐르면서 책이 인기가 좋아져가는
The more time passes, the more popular my books became.
전 제 책을 사람들 그렇게 많이 사볼 줄 몰랐어요.
I never thought so many people would buy my books.
그냥 편만 쟁취하는 보이는데
And they just look like ordinary books.
우리가 볼 땐 그런데.
That's what it looks like in our eyes.
그 이 믿음의 세계, 예수의 마음의 세계를 못
알아. But people who don't know the world of faith, the world of Jesus,
참 신기하게 생각해.
They think of it so amazing.
어떻게 이런 생각을 했느냐?
How did you think of this?
어떻게 이런 걸 알았느냐?
How did you get to know this?
성경이 너무 쉽게.
The Bible has written it so clearly.
제 책이 이스라엘에 팔렸어.
My book sold in Israel.
유대인들이 제 책을 읽는다고.
The Jewish people were reading my books.
사람들이 우리 장주현 선교사 보고.
And then they said to our missionary Jang.
박옥수 목사가 한국 사람 맞느냐고.
Is Pastor Oksu Park really Korean?
한국 사람.
Yes, he is.
그런데 어떻게 이스라엘 나라 제사법을 우리보다 더 잘 아는?
Then how does he know the laws of the Jewish offerings better than we do?
여러분 제사법이 참 중요한 것은.
The offering laws are important.
제사함이 제사법이 연결돼 있습니다.
Because the freedom of the sins is connected to the laws of offerings.
내가 제사법을 안 배울 수가 없어요.
I had to learn the laws of the sin offerings.
번제, 소제, 화목제, 속죄제.
In the burnt offering, meat offering, peace offering, sin offering.
그 다음에 어떻게 그 자세히 배우다 보니까.
And after learning it all in detail.
그 제사 자체가 우리를
And the offerings itself was the salvation to save us from sin.
그 제사 자체가 예수님 우리 죄를 하나님 제사를 드려서
The offering itself was about how Jesus would give himself as the offering.
당신의 몸을 희생으로 드려 우리 죄를 사하는 그 이야기인데
It's about Jesus sacrificing his body and saving us. That's what it's about.
사실 한국 교회 많은 성도들은
Actually, the many church members of the churches in Korea
제사법을 정확히 아는 분들이 많지 않아요.
Not many of them know about the laws of the sin offering.
그냥 성경을 읽기 때문에
Because they just kind of read the Bible.
제사법이 제사함에 가는 걸 알았기 때문에
And because I learned that the sin offerings were about the forgiveness
하나
of sin.
하나하나 그 저 뭐 성막이나 법궤나 그 하나하나 제가 찾아가지고 그걸 뽑아내다 보니
And the tabernacle, the offerings, all these things, one by one, I extracted them and I learned them.
제사함에 대한 그 견해가 확실히 넓어지
And it completely broadened the understanding about the
forgiveness
of sins.
제사함을 모르고 제사함을 알기는 없어요.
You cannot know the forgiveness of sins without knowing the offerings.
그래서 우리 교회 나오는 성도들에게
That's why to the members who come to our church,
제사함을 받아
They received the forgiveness of sins. In
1962,
when I received the forgiveness of sins,
너무 가난하고 어려웠어.
I was so poor, it was so difficult.
돈이 하나도 없었어.
And I didn't have any money.
어떤 분이 이번에 방송에서 저 녹화 방송 이제 인터뷰라면.
Somebody was interviewing me during the TV recording.
어떻게 목사 되기로 결심했어?
He asked me, "How did you decide to become a pastor?"
죄송합니다.
I said, "I'm sorry."
난 목사 되려 결심한.
I've never decided to become a pastor.
난 목사 안 되려고 결심.
I decided to not become a pastor.
나는 절대 목사 돼서 안 된다고.
I thought I should never ever become a pastor.
그런데 이제 어느 번 내가 목사가 돼.
But one day I saw that I'd become a pastor.
내가 목사 되고 싶어 된 게 아니야.
I didn't become one because I wanted to.
죄사함을 받고 나니까.
But after receiving the forgiveness of sins,
죄사함에 대해서 이야기.
I wanted to speak about the forgiveness of
sin.
And for me to talk about that, as I began to write about the forgiveness of sin, you know, the forgiveness of sin was expressed so easily. But because other people don't know this,
it
made me famous.
아직도 많은 교회는
Even now, many churches, there are lots of churches praying for their sins to be forgiven. But there's not many churches who clearly talk about the forgiveness of sin. And after our church members receive the forgiveness of sins, it's so amazing to see them change. One time at my church, this one lady came, and she was very large. And I cannot hug her. I never hugged her. But she's about this big. When she sits in a chair, I can tell one-third of her is inside and a third of her is outside the chair. She's very big. And that lady attended my church for 1 month. And she received the forgiveness of sins. One day, I met her at the chapel. Pastor, come and listen to me. And then she was telling me, This lady, you know, when she was a young lady, she was very skinny. She didn't even weigh 60 kilos. But Korean women, they have really an amazing ability to lose weight. She never even weighed 60 kilos. But she told me all about her past. She graduated architecture school. And she had one wish that on earth that she would leave behind a famous piece of construction. And so she worked at an architecture company. And at the architecture company, she worked there. And one day, her company was building a building. From morning till 6 p.m., all the workers would be there building and working. And at 6 p.m., when they stopped working, she has to go examine and check if the workers built it right. And her supervisor, a man, the two of them, they would go down from 8th floor, 7th floor, and they would take the layout and check the building. And there was nobody at the building, just the two of them. But the man, he grabbed her, and she got raped. And there was nothing she could do. She was so angry. She wanted to call the cops. But if she tells the cops, everybody will know she got raped. She thought she was so embarrassed. So she just let it go.
근데 한 몇 달 지났는데
But after a few months
몸이 이상해졌어.
She felt something strange in her body.
자기 평소에 생리도 정확히 안 그래서
Her period was always irregular.
상상도
She never imagined that she would get pregnant.
몸이 자꾸 이상해진
But she felt something strange in her body.
임신 테스트 해보니까
She took the pregnancy test.
임신인
And she had gotten pregnant.
너무 너무 놀랐어.
And she was so shocked.
고민을 많이 했어.
And she was worried a lot about it.
아마 유산하기로 했어.
She decided to get an abortion.
처녀가 임신했으니까.
And because she's not married, she was so embarrassed.
그래서 막 병원에 유산하러 가는데.
And she went to the hospital to get an abortion.
그래서 아기가 자기를 죽이는지 아는지 막 때렸어.
But when the baby inside of her knew that she was going to die, began to knock on her womb.
여자애가 난 널 원치 않았어.
And the woman said, "I never wanted you."
난 내 인생 있어.
I have my life.
제발 조용해.
Just be quiet. I never wanted you.
병원 내 복도에 들어간다 막 더 때렸어.
But she went into the hospital hallways. They started banging her.
여자가 그냥 울면서 집에.
And this woman just cried and came back home.
몇 날 며칠 생각했어.
And then she thought about it for a few days.
어느 날 여자 얘기했어.
And one day this woman said,
아가야 미안해.
Baby, I'm sorry.
내가 나 자살로 너를 죽일 수가 없지.
I can't kill you just for me to live well.
내가 너를 낳아줄게.
So I will have you.
건강하게만 커줘라.
Just grow up healthy, please.
행복만 해줘라.
Just please be happy.
그날부터 여자는 엄마가 됐어.
And from that day, she became a mother.
애기는 모든 걸 희생하고 살기로 마음.
And she made up her mind to sacrifice everything for her baby.
다 물러가고.
And so construction, whatever, she threw it all away.
회사에다 사표를 냈어.
She quit her job.
사표를 내고 난 뒤에
And after quitting her job,
이제 뭐 일할 만한 일이 없어.
She needs to find the job.
이제 파마하고 고대하는 걸 배우기를 했어.
And she learned how to work to give perms and work on hair.
애기를 낳았는데
And then she had a baby.
잘생긴 남자 아들.
And she had a handsome son.
정말 행복했어.
And she was so happy.
애기를 안고 미장원에 가서
She would take the baby to the beauty salon, breastfeed the baby, lay the baby in the room.
고대하고,
and then she would give perms to people.
데리고,
and then she would take the baby home. That's how she lived every day.
너무너무 행복했어.
And she was so happy.
애기가 이제 정말
And she was so happy to be with the baby.
근데,
But
어, 나, 여자에게, 그것도 남자 가까이
one day, this man approached her.
여자에게 말했어.
And the man said to her,
왜 그렇게 고생스럽게 살아?
Ma'am, why do you live in so much difficulty? There's a way you can live happily.
왜 고생하며 살아?
Why do you live in all this suffering?
그래, 별로 들은 척 안 했어.
And she acted like she didn't hear
그
him.
그 남자 너무 친절하게.
But the man was so kind to her.
마음이 끌리고.
And she was drawn to him.
만나면 인사하고.
And he would say hello to her.
커피 마시고.
And they would have coffee.
한번 그 남자하고 식사를 하게 됐어.
And one day she was eating with him.
그 남자가 식사를 하면서 얘기했어.
And while the man was eating, he said to her,
왜 이래 고생하며 살냐?
You know, why do you live through this kind of suffering?
아 편하게 살 수 있는데.
No, you can live comfortably.
여자가 말했어.
And then the woman said.
정말 듣지 않다가.
You know, she hadn't heard anything.
무슨
but,
얘기냐?
You know, what do you mean?
돈이 있느냐? 무슨.
She asked her, "Do you have money?"
왜 그러냐고.
Why?
우리 회사에 투자하라고.
Why don't you invest in my company?
이자를 굉장히 높게 주겠다.
We'll give you high interest.
여자가 그 남자 너무 고마웠어.
And this woman was so thankful to this man.
그래가지고 이제 은행에 가서
So she went to the bank.
자기 집을 대 저당 잡히고
Put down her house as collateral.
돈을 뽑을 수 있는 뽑아가지고
And she got the biggest loan she could.
이제 그 남자를 갖다 줬어.
And gave it to that man.
남자 굉장히 기뻐하면서
The man was really happy and he did the math.
그리고 매달 며칠 매주 매월 5일마다
And told her the 5th of every month
통장으로 이자가 들어갈 거예요.
You're going to receive interest in your bank account.
그 돈 받으면
If you get that money
은행 이자도 갚고
You can pay off the bank loan.
돈도 얼마든지 생활도 할 만한 돈이
That's more than enough money for you to live your life.
고마웠어.
And she was so thankful.
남자의 고맙다고 헤어졌어.
And she said thank you to the man. They said goodbye.
그 돈을 가지고
The guy took that money
외국으로 도망을 갔고
And he ran away abroad.
믿어질 수가 없는 거예요.
She couldn't believe it. She couldn't believe
it.
Yeah, he wouldn't do that.
그때부터
And from then on,
고민이 되는 거예요.
She started to worry.
이자를 못 내면 어떡하지?
What if I can't pay the interest?
집을 뺏길 건데.
Well, I'm going to lose my house.
집을 뺏길 어디서 잠을 자지?
If I lose my house, where am I going to sleep?
왜 나는 이렇게 불행한 일만 생겨?
Why do miserable things keep happening to me?
나는 왜 이렇게?
What's happening? Why is this happening to me?
강간당한도
I got raped. You know, I got raped. I had the baby.
인생을 다 쳐버려.
And I had to throw away my life away.
자꾸 이제 그 불행이 올까 두려워.
She got afraid so many miserable things would happen to her.
저에게 누우면
And when she would lay down in the evening, she couldn't sleep.
잠이 안 와.
She couldn't sleep.
이야기
And then one thought would lead another thought, lead to another thought. And then another strange thing happened to her.
잠을 안 자니까.
Because she wouldn't sleep.
몸이 뚱뚱해져.
She began to gain weight.
60kg가 되었어.
Wow, I weigh 60 kilos.
70kg.
70 kilos.
80kg.
80kg. 80kg.
90kg.
90kg. 100kg. 110kg.
거울을 보니까
when she looked in the mirror
자기가 참 그게
It wasn't herself. It was a monster in the mirror.
자기 이름을 부르면서
she would yell out her name.
이게 너야.
Is that me?
이제 더 두려운 것은
And what's more scary?
자기 찾아 전부 불행만 오니까
Only misery comes looking for her.
또 다른 불행이 올까 두려워.
She was so scared. What if another misery comes to me? She was so scared.
아이를 진정해버렸어.
One day she sent her baby to her parents' house. And then she locked her doors. And she got a knife. And she heard that if you slit the artery in your wrist, you will die. She slit her wrist.
One, two, three, four.
And she was bleeding. And she passed out. She was unconscious. She was waiting to die. No, but this would never happen. But her father stopped by. He came and then he would knock on the door. She didn't open the door. And then he broke in. He saw his daughter was dying. The father cried and called on the phone. The ambulance came. And they were able to save the daughter's life. The sad thing is she badly slit her wrist. She didn't cut her artery. She cut her artery, but she also cut the nerve. From then on, her left hand became useless. And it was so pitiful. So she couldn't work at the hair salon anymore. And so she came to a shopping mall. She asked the manager. She told the manager her situation. I cannot use my left hand. But please give me some work. The owner of the shopping mall felt so sorry for her and gave her the work to clean the empty boxes. There's a lot of empty boxes from the merchandise. So she had to flatten them into the storage. She would bring them over with one hand, step on them, flatten them, and then fold them and stack them. That was her job. And she got paid very little. And she lived so pitifully. And so life was so painful for her. She couldn't sleep at night. And then when she tried to sleep, one thought to lead to another thought. And then she would get 15 minutes of sleep and wake up, and 20 minutes of sleep and wake up. And that's how she lived her whole life. It was so miserable. But one day, she came to me and she said, Pastor, come here. Please listen to me. I said, yeah, go ahead. And she told me all about her past. She came to our church, and it's been about a month. She received the forgiveness of sins. After this lady received the forgiveness of sins, she was so happy. And she left so joyous and so happy. And that night she got 2 hours of sleep. And she felt so happy. Usually she got only 15 minutes of sleep. And then she got 3 hours, 4 hours. Now she gets 7 hours of sleep a night. And she felt so happy. One day she came to me again. Pastor, please listen to me.
Well,
what do you want to tell me this time? What she told me was her left wrist hurt so bad. It hurt so bad all night long she cried. God, I received the forgiveness of sins. Why does my hand hurt so bad? It's so painful. I cannot take it. And in the morning, they went to the hospital. The doctor was shocked, saying that the nerves got reconnected. Now she can use her left hand. And she was so thankful. And one day, she had a little bit of money. And she owed the bank so much money, but she brought in the little money that she had. And the employee at the bank was shocked. Lady, follow me. Lady, follow me. They went to the fourth floor, and they went to the branch manager. Branch manager, this lady lived so poor. I've been to her house. She lived so poor, but she brought this much money. It's only one-tenth of what she owes. You know, but he was so excited explaining. And then the branch manager looked at it and said to the lady, Lady, thank you. And with this, your debt is clear. The remaining is all cleared. And so this lady keeps on calling me over. She called me. Pastor, I just moved.
Come to my house for regional service today. Pastor, you have to come to my house. I went. She moved into a new apartment. And she gave her testimony. From the Seocho district office, they have a lot of money. So they buy old apartments and renovate them. And they provide it for the poor citizens.
그 아파트 이 자매님이 제공이 된
And that sister qualified for those apartments.
자매가 울면서 얘기해요.
And that sister cried and she said,
나이 아파트 당첨됐어.
Pastor, I qualified for this apartment.
울었어요.
I cried.
이사하는 날도 울고.
And the day I moved in, I cried.
너무 행복하게 살아.
And she's living so happily.
내가 보면
In my eyes,
하나님이 진짜 우리를 돕고 싶었는데
God really wanted to help us.
여호와의 손이 짧아 구원치 못하며 귀가 돌아 듣지 못하지
The Lord's hand is not shortened that he cannot save, neither is his ear heavy that he cannot hear.
너희 죄악이 너희와 하는 사이를 내.
But your sins have separated between you and your God.
죄사함을 받고 나면,
after you receive the forgiveness of sin,
하나님의 자녀가 됩니다.
You become a child of God.
무슨 일을 만나도,
no matter what you face,
절대로 하나님은 외면하지 않습니다.
God never ignores you.
저는 처음 62년 제사함 받을 때,
when I received the forgiveness of sins in 1962, my life was such a pitiful life.
제사함 받은 그 하나 때문에,
but because I received the forgiveness of sins,
너무 복되고 좋아지.
God made my life so blessed, so good. My body is healthy.
너무 신기한 거예요.
It's so amazing how God is helping me.
제가 그런 자매만 말고,
and not only for that sister,
우리의 참 불쌍한 사람들이 교회를 와요.
So many pitiful people come to our church.
어떤 사람은 너무 똑똑해서 제사함을 못 받아요.
Some people, they're so smart, they can't receive the forgiveness of sins.
여전히 어렵지만,
they're still in difficulty.
제사함을 받고 나면,
but after they receive the forgiveness of sins,
하나님이 그들을 돕기 때문에,
because God helps them,
얼마나 복된 삶을 사는지.
They live such a blessed life.
이번 여름 캠프에 와 제사함 받은 사람.
Even those of you who came to this camp and received the forgiveness of sins.
하나님을 바라보십시오.
Now may you look to God.
여러분의 아버지가 하나님이십니다.
Your father is God.
예수님이 여러분의 주인이십니다.
Jesus is your master.
여러분 모든 문제를 도울 거예요.
He can help you with all problems.
아직 제사함을 받지 못했다면,
if you have not received the forgiveness of sins,
오늘 내일 정말 제사함을 받게 되길 바랍니다.
By today, tomorrow, I hope you receive the forgiveness of sins.
제사함을 받고,
I received the forgiveness of sins.
아들이 있고 딸이 있는데.
I have a son, I have a daughter.
아들 뉴욕에서 복음을 전하기
My son is preaching the gospel in New York. He's become a precious worker.
딸은 그라시아스 합창단을 인도하는 단장이 됐어.
My daughter became the leader to lead the Gracious Choir.
그라시아스 합창단이 정말 우리나라 제일 못한 합창단인데.
And the Gracious Choir, they were the worst choir in Korea.
세계 최고의 합창단을 만들었어.
And she made them into the best choir in the world.
우리는 무슨 일을 하든지,
and no matter what we do,
우리 잘난 거 하나도 없고,
there's nothing great of us at
all.
뭔가
부족한 것뿐인데.
We are lacking. We're pitiful.
하나님 돕는 게
But so thankful that God is helping us.
저는 어릴 때 심장이 약했습니다.
When I was young, my heart was weak.
그래서 저는 심장이 약해서
Because my heart was weak.
과격한 운동을 시작했습니다.
I hated doing extreme sports.
축구 같은 과격 한 번도 안 했어요.
I never played tough sports like soccer.
군대에 갔는데
And then I went to the army.
어느 날 육해 훈련 받았어요.
One day we were having ranger training.
육해 훈련은 적진 속에서 하는 훈련이기 때문에
Ranger training is training within the enemy.
적이 가까이 오자 험한 산을 택해서
And so we picked the roughest mountains.
밧줄을 타고 올라가고
We ride ropes and go up the cliff.
밧줄을 타고 강을 건너고
And then we ride the ropes across the river.
훈련을 하는데
That's the kind of training we do.
그 훈련 전에 이제
Before that training
올빼미 체조란 걸 해요.
You know, we do the owl exercises.
올빼미 체조를 하는데
You know, the owl exercises.
체조가 한 20가지가 되는데
There's about 20 of those exercises.
1번 높이 뛰기 그래요.
The first one is the high jump.
교관 1회, 여러분 전에 1,000 1회.
And the trainer does once, you do it 1,000 times.
그러면 1,000 한 번씩 헤아려 가며 해요.
And then you have to count up to 1,000 once.
제일 마지막 구호는 붙이지 않습니다.
But you shall not call out the very last number.
그럼 999,
999,
천,
1,000,
천일 가면 안 되는.
And you should not say 1,001.
꼭 한 사람 천일 가.
But there's one guy who always yells out 1,001.
처음부터 시작.
Then you gotta start all over again.
그다음 999,
999, 999.
천하지마,
천하지마. Don't say 1,000, don't say 1,000.
그래, 천,
1,000.
또 한 사람 생기.
The one guy says it.
그러니까.
So.
얼마나 많이 뛰는지 몰라.
You know we have to run around so much.
1리터짜리 수통 있는데.
You know there's 1 liter water bottle.
오전에 딱 땀이 너무 많이 나서.
In the morning we sweat so much.
수통에 물을 열 개씩 먹어.
And you go through the water bottle 10 times.
물을 많이 먹고 땀을 흘리면.
And you drink so much and you sweat.
몸에 소금기가 다 빠져나.
You lose all the salt from your body.
몸이 바란스를 못 맞춰.
Your body has no balance.
아침에 소금은 큰 푸드란 푸드 같아.
And so they have a big old sack of salt in the morning.
아직 훈련 받은 소금을 한 주먹 쉽게 물어 먹어.
And before training we eat handfuls of salt.
제가 어느 날 몸이 마비가 됐어.
One day my body was paralyzed.
좋아, 집합 하는데.
And then the trainer said, "Everybody get together."
왔는데,
and I was about to go.
움직여지질 않아요.
I couldn't move.
쓰러졌어요.
I collapsed.
그래서 의무실에 누웠어요.
I laid down in the medical office.
22살 때니까.
At the time, I was 22.
2, 3일 쉬니까.
And then I was resting.
몸이 정상으로 돌아.
After a few little bit of rest, my body got to
be
back to normal.
그때 제가 처음으로 심장이 나쁜 걸 알았어요.
At the time, I realized I had a sick heart.
나이가 50살이 된 그때부터.
And from the time I turned 50 years old,
심장이 나빠지기 시작한 거예요.
My heart started to get worse.
1999년에는.
In 1999,
심장이 너무 나빠 거의 죽을 뻔했어요.
My heart got so bad, I almost died.
한국의 많은 병원에서 제 병을 찾지 못했어요.
In many hospitals, they could not figure out my disease.
굉장히 유명한 의사를 만났는데.
And in New York, I met a very famous doctor.
하루 종일 저하고 같이 둘이 지내면서.
He examined me all day long. He examined my heart.
마지막에 하는 이야기.
And finally, he said,
당신은 고칠 수 없다.
You cannot be healed.
미안하다.
I'm sorry.
심장병 환자가 됐어.
And so I became a heart patient.
1999년도에는.
In 1999.
우리 교회 그때 7층짜리 그 빌딩을 짓는데.
At that time we were building a 7-story building at our church.
7층에 일하는 인부를 볼 수 없어 막 가슴이 떨려.
I couldn't look at the people working on the 7th floor. It made my heart pound.
근데 하나님이 기적적으로.
But God miraculously.
심장을 깨끗하게 고쳐줬어.
He completely healed my heart.
아무 약도 안 쓴.
Without any medicine.
하나님 내가 하는 모든 일에 함께하고 계셔.
God was with me in all the work I did.
여러분 돈을 아무리 가져도.
No matter how much money you have.
그 돈 잃을 수 있고.
You can lose that money.
돈 맞을 수 있고.
Somebody can steal it.
아무리 건강해도.
No matter how healthy you are. You can get sick. No matter what position you have, you can fall. But people who are one with Jesus, they cannot be cut off. That Jesus protects us. Even though you're in difficulty, even though it's hard, you can live blessedly and gloriously. Everyone, thank you so much for coming to this camp. We do mind education, but everyone, truly during this time, you know, if you receive the forgiveness of sins and God is with you,
세계에서 가장 복된 삶을 사는 여러분들 될 줄 믿습니다.
I believe you will be people who live the most blessed life in the world.
사마리아 여자 저거 불행하게 살았는데.
And the Samaritan woman lived a miserable life.
예수님 믿고 마음이 변해서.
But she believed in Jesus and her heart changed.
복음을 전하고 귀한 일을 하는 것 보세요.
And she preached the gospel and did precious works.
여러분 참된 행복은.
Everyone, true happiness.
우리의 모든 불행을 제거해야 하는.
It has to get rid of all of our misery.
그렇게 할 수 있는 분.
And the one who can do that.
예수님이십니다.
Is Jesus.
죄사마 예수님 하나 되십시오.
Receive forgiveness and become
one
with Jesus.
하나님께 오는 모든 복을 받는 여러분 되시기.
And I hope that you will be people who receive all the blessings from God.
기도하겠습니다.
Let us pray.
거룩하신 하나님 아버지 감사합니다.
Our Holy Father God, we thank you.
오늘 이 모임 모두랑 복 주셔서.
God, may you bless all of us gathered here.
죄사함 받고.
Receive forgiveness of sins.
우리가 능력 가운데 살 수 있도록.
And let us live inside of grace and power.
도우시게 되기를 바랍니다.
May you bless us and may you help us, God.
예수 그 놀라운 은혜가.
Let the great amazing grace of Jesus.
늘 함께하시고 지키시게 되기를.
Always be with us and protect us. We sincerely ask that of you. Lord, please bless us.
감사합니다.
We thank you.
예수 그 이름으로 기도.
In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
여러분 즐거운 식사하십시오.
Everyone have
감사합니다.
A joyful meal. Thank you.